This is Cornelius. How may I help you?
Hey, good morning, Cornelius. This is Tom, and I'm calling in regards to stewardship, which is also called she's the trustee.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's trusteeship of my trust fund.
Okay.
So, yeah, the issue that concerns me and that I want to address, Cornelius,
mm-hmm.
is that, and by the way, she is working for me. She's been treating me as if I'm working for her.
Okay.
And we're going to put a stop to that, or she just simply will no longer be in my service. Quite frankly, we're really tired of this. She promised almost a year ago to give an accounting of actual charges for services rendered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me if you've ever gone into the car shop for a repair and said, you know, for the next year, Mr. Car Repairman, just do the work. Here's access to my bank account. Just take out whatever you need. You don't need to tell me how much. Well, this is what Vivian has been doing. For 1 year, she has been doing the services of whatever her profession is. I call her the trustee of my trust fund. And even though she promised to send me regular statements to show me, I'm going to use an analogy out of the car repair industry, she's promised to send me an invoice for parts and labor. Now, that is an analogy. That's not what she actually said. So you understand I'm giving an analogy. But she has not sent me any statements breaking her promise to me. That makes her a dishonest trustee. If she continues being a dishonest trustee, we're going to get someone else. We're going to say, Vivian, you're fired. So at the end of 1 year, we are really upset. And I'm just a little bit angry. I would never keep a car repairman if he did this even once.
Okay, but thank you very much for helping me. First name Tom, T-O-M.
That's correct.
All right. Your phone number with area code, sir?
Yeah, 415.
Mm-hmm. Verifying that for accuracy
and,
there. That's 415. Okay, so we can get her, give you a call as a ASAP?
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for her to give me a call would be a real good idea.
Okay, so this is going to Vivian.
We just simply want her to keep her word. We want to know the charges. We don't. I'm not referring to a fee schedule. I made the same request for a statement, you know. When I get done as a professional window cleaner at someone's house, I don't simply say, would you tear a check out of your checkbook and give it to me? I'll fill out the details, including the amount. And whether you find out about it or not, you know, we're really not going to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically, Vivian seems to think that my trust fund provides her with blank checks, and she writes whatever she wants for her services without letting me know how much. That's highly unethical.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people can actually get away with that, but because of the nature of her profession, she seems to be doing that with me. As a matter of fact, she is doing that with me, so I assume she's doing that with everyone else as well. And if we have to go to a higher authority, such as the state attorney general, to report her doings, we will do that. I've done this before. I know how to do it, and I'll do it again if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that to Vivian. Get her on the line, would you?
Sir, I'm not able to get her on the line, but I'm trying to notate this information for you. One of the reasons why you don't hear me is because I'm typing what you're stating. So I can't get her on the line at the moment, but I can get someone to contact you regarding your statements, if that's what you're requesting.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes people hear a message like the one I just gave you and then go way overboard and just take it to a ridiculous extreme. You know, if she does that, we're just going to get someone else. You know, she sent me a fee schedule with five, I believe, different categories of hourly rates. Now, if she wants to send me a statement showing how much she is charged overall within rate numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, I think that would suffice. She doesn't have to say, an endless detailed listing of every. I mean, I could go into kind of the theater of the absurd here and say, yes, but we had to go to the bathroom because we were so nervous about doing this correctly. Oh, we charged you 5 minutes for that. Oh, we ran out of toilet paper and had to go buy some more, so we charged you for that. Yeah, I mean, let's not be ridiculous, okay, Cornelius?
Okay, so, let's see. So you're just needing for the past year your assessments or your statements for the past year regarding the charges, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We expect Vivian to keep her promise to us,
mm-hmm.
and we expect her to be businesslike and upfront with what she... When's the last time you went to buy a car and said, oh, I'll take that one, and here's a blank check. You just write down whatever you need for that car, and we'll pay for it. Did you do that any time recently, Cornelius?
Sir, this is not about me, really. I just really need to get the information correct.
All right. Okay, what else do you need to know?
No, that's quite enough, sir. I think I really got the gist of what you're calling about, and we'll get this over to her. Was there anything else we can do for you today?
No, that's just it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir, I'll be happy to get this right off for you. I do have your phone number, and we will get this to Vivian, and hopefully we can get you what you need. Okay, sir?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, sir. You have a great day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.